Even If I Tried by Jenny O. Now I'm joined on the line today. I'm very excited about this one as well. Of course, I'm very excited about everything. With Moshe Rosenzweig, he can totally correct my pronunciation there, who's a director of the Head On Photo Festival. And I'm embarrassed that I didn't actually know more about him earlier because, Moshe, I'll put you on the phone now. How are you going?
I'm well, thank you very much.
I am genuinely embarrassed I didn't know more about you. You have an OAM for contributions to visual arts in Australia, obviously.
Yes, I'm very disappointed. I'm extremely famous. It is not on.
If you're joking with me and you're not, you really should be. You've been a photojournalist for 40 years, a commercial photographer, director at SBS, published, printed, screened all over the world. What are you doing with yourself these days?
Well, I must say that nothing prepared me for running a festival. All these jobs, you know, producing and, you know, doing all sorts of things, running around in war zones and whatever, was a piece of cake compared to running a festival.
Is it because it's a festival in Sydney in a time of COVID, or is it just because that's what it is like running a festival?
Well, COVID was just, probably COVID is the ultimate in testing the system, but every year we have some crazy things that happened. You know, one year we had a fire, so we had to move out of the office like 2 months before the festival. Another year we had terrible weather and, you know, everything was delayed. Another year our printer died, and literally the person printer, not the printing machine.
Oh, no.
So it was like series of, you know, really sad. The guy was amazing printer and wonderful person. Anyway, every year there's something. So this year was COVID. What can we say? we got over that one too.
I don't even want to know what's coming next. So what happened was you were due to actually put this out earlier in the year, and you did an online version?
We did an online version in May, like the due date.
Mm-hmm.
We knew that something was cooking around March. Mm-hmm. We knew that it's going to be big and things will stop sooner or later. We wouldn't be able to do anything, so we took the decision to move online before actually the lockdown started.
Mm-hmm.
So we had about 2 months, less than 2 months, to prepare the online. So we had to redevelop the website and create the webinars and whatever very, very fast, and basically ran the whole festival online. So we had 100 or so exhibitions and 82 sessions, live webinars, mm-hmm. artist talks, and you know, panel discussions. That was like 5 hours every day. So it was like going on television, live television, 5 hours a day, every day, for 2 weeks or so, 2.5 weeks of the festival. We had 13,000 bookings for that one, 80,000 visitors, or visits, I should say, to the website during that time. It was massive. It was full on.
Mm.
But it wasn't enough, because we like to be punished as much as possible. So we decided to have it also in print when it was possible. So now it's possible. So we've got it in print now.
And I'm so lucky that we're able to speak, because it started already. So started 2 days ago. 52 different exhibitions that people can see. That's correct?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So it's smaller than the original version, the online version, mm-hmm. what we usually do, but they're really fantastic exhibition, each one of them. So it's a good selection.
So it's along Bondi Beach and the Paddington Reservoir Gardens and selected galleries. So the ones that are on outside, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. How do you set that up, and is that easy, obviously, with the social distancing rules?
Yeah, look, Bondi is a new thing. So we approached the council end of last year, I think, and councils usually take, you know, as long as possible, as long as it's beyond as long as possible. Mm-hmm. But they were very good, and we got the okay from them quite fast, actually, because they could see how fantastic it could look.
Mm-hmm.
But then COVID came and we couldn't do it. So we did a little bit in July. We did 6 exhibitions in July as soon as the lockdown lifted. And that was fantastic. It was really amazing feedback that we got from the public. Everyone who looked at the images then thought it was amazing setup and beautiful work. So we thought we would extend that in November. So we've got, I think, 10 major selections there. Some of them are pretty large, very large, actually. 120 photographers involved, women photographers actually involved in this particular one exhibition from all around the world, not just Australia.
Yeah.
And a whole lot of other exhibitions that are, you know, different subject matter and different, you know, photographers, different styles.
Yeah. So, and you've also got a few awards that have also amongst the exhibition as well. I see the Sony Alpha Awards there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing. You've already decided a winner from that one, or is that to be decided?
Well, the winners have been decided.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't run this competition. It's run by Sony itself.
Of course. Yep.
But they offered it to us. They were very supportive. They are the major sponsor of the festival, and they made the pictures available for us and for the public to see. They are beautiful works in amongst those as well. Yeah,
and I look, the range of the exhibitions, you've got things from like Comfortably Wild, the Silent Great Miracles 50s Home, all the way to Here to Africa. And I mean, I only just briefly dug into what you had. I love this this one about showing my age. I think it's fantastic. The newspaper in the 80s and 90s. Any favorites that you have?
Well,
hard to pick.
Hard to pick and not fair, because you know which kid do you like better?
Yes.
No, they're all really, really good, I must say. Look, some of them are more family friendly. These are the images, for example, in Bondi. Some of them are a bit more challenging and more serious in nature. We had a beautiful exhibition in Bondi. In Gallery 2026, it's called, and the exhibition is called Paper Tigers. It's it's 60 amazing pictures by 60 as amazing photographers as we can ask for, Australian photojournalists. So pretty, some of them are legendary photographers, and the images are really amazing there. And again, this is the more serious one. Some of the images are really beautiful and family friendly.
Yes.
Ooh. Some of them are a little bit heavier.
Who still has a landline?
Look, we have to be, you know.
Of course you do. Are you in the office right now? Okay.
I'm in the office and I don't know how to stop there.
Oh, no, that's okay. We'll talk through it. Please call back if you're calling. Oh, it happens. I did catch you out with it being a live interview. So, anyway, just to finish off, it is open all the way through November?
Yes, it's the whole way.
Yep.
The Bondi Beach will be a little bit longer, about a week after that.
Okay.
Paddington Reservoir until the end of the month.
Yeah.
Paper Tigers, I think, is the 24th. So it's in the next couple of weeks. Look, I would recommend anyone to go, if they're interested, to go now.
Yes.
Partly because if they really like it, they probably be interested in seeing other things. And if they leave it later, they will miss the other things, if, you know.
Even just from looking at the thumbnails on the website, I could see I could go to all of them. And you're encouraging people, of course, to support by buying prints and merchandise and things like that. Is there other ways they can support?
Yes, definitely. We've got some of the work up for sale, and pretty much most of it goes to the photographers. Some of it goes to Head On as well. So all of us can keep delivering fantastic work to the public. It's really needed. Some of the photographers have not had any serious work for pretty much the whole year this year. So it's very important to support them.
Well, if you head to headon.com.au, all the information's there, and it looks stunning, and congratulations for being able to put it together at this time and just keep it going, really.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
If I may add, since it's live and it's all kind of chaotic, we've got, in half an hour or so, we're going to have a fantastic talk with Mari Fredericks. He's absolutely unbelievable photographer. He did, I don't know if people saw on ABC last year, I think it was last year, a movie that he made called Salt. He's an absolutely fantastic photographer. He likes going to remote places, usually by himself, and do some crazy stuff. And he's going to talk about the work that he's doing. He's represented by galleries here. He's selling stuff for tens of thousands of dollars in overseas. He's an amazing photographer and really good speaker. So if anyone is interested, it's on at 6 o'clock tonight.
Mm-hmm. Whereabouts?
There's a little... Online.
Oh, so online,
people
perfect.
Go to the website, they can just book there.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, that's probably Mari. So, if people are interested, it costs a little bit just to cover costs. It's $15.
Uh-huh.
But if people go to the website, there's a whole lot of other events that are actually free, totally free. So I invite people just go and rummage through whatever we can offer.
Yeah, and it's a lot. There. It's a lot. It's incredible. Congratulations again, and have a good night. I'll let you get back to it. You're in demand. Thank you so much for speaking to me today. So as Moshe did say then, he is very busy, but also live in half an hour's time, just after the show finishes. You can listen to a live chat from, the name escapes me now, but I do know I'm familiar, very good photographer. And of course, please do have a look online. There are 52 different exhibitions and on top of that, online chats that you can go see. And of course, you're supporting an industry that has obviously been struggling this year as well.